Washington, D.C. is a place where American history lives uneasily with itself. Tomorrow, Joe Biden will be inaugurated at the U.S. Capitol as the 46th President of the United States, a transition that affirms one of the foundational strengths of American democracy. Of course, just 14 days earlier, an insurrectionist mob tried to tear down that very democracy in the very place where Biden will be inaugurated. The thread of history wends and twists and turns back on itself. Just 2 miles from the Capitol, at the other end of the National Mall, sits the Lincoln Memorial. In 1861, on the eve of Civil War, the 16th President of the United States, in his first inaugural address, implored a fragile nation, quote, "The mystic cords of memory, stretching from every battlefield and patriot grave to every living heart and hearthstone all over this broad land, will yet swell the chorus of the Union, when again touched, as surely they will be, by the better angels of our nature." And the thread continues. 147 years later, the United States elected its first black president. On election night 2008, photojournalist Matt Mendelson went to the Lincoln Memorial and took a picture of people gathered there. The quiet moment the photograph captures is almost impossible to imagine now in the din and fury of the nation's current politics.
It's just these people came to just ponder good things, and thousands of rioters came to do terrible, terrible things to our democracy, the polar opposite of pondering good things. And I think I'll stick with the tiny little group quietly contemplating any day of the week.
Mendelson's photograph eventually came into the hands of Congressman John Lewis, who gave a copy of it to President Obama as an inauguration present. The picture hung outside Obama's White House office for the next 8 years. Mendelson told us more about how this photo and that moment of civic reverence for democracy came to be. It begins with Matt watching coverage of Obama's victory on TV.
I just jumped up and I said to my wife, "I'll be back." And she looked at me and she said, "Where are you going?" I said, "I don't know. I got to make a picture."
Mendelson's instincts, honed over decades as a globetrotting photojournalist, kicked in. He grabbed his camera and headed over to the White House.
And then, like a ton of bricks, it hit me. I just kind of laughed to myself. I said, "You idiot, don't go to the White House. Barack Obama, first African-American president. Go to the Lincoln Memorial. I have a dream. Martin Luther King, Abraham Lincoln, Marian Anderson." And I went to the Lincoln Memorial, and it was close to midnight. And it was drizzling, and it was cold, and it was dark. And I walked up to the Lincoln, and there was a television crew, and they were on their way out as I was coming in. And they were the only media people that I saw. I couldn't believe it. I mean, you know, we were just a couple of blocks from the White House. And as they were leaving, the one TV guy looked at me helpfully and said, "Nothing to see here." And I thought, oh, okay, nothing to see here. And I went up, and instead of 20,000 people, there were like 27 people. And they were all gathered around the transistor radio like it was something out of like FDR or, you know, something in the 50s or 60s. And they were gathered around this radio listening to Barack Obama's victory address.
"If there is anyone out there who still doubts that America is a place where all things are possible..."
Except for that radio, it was deadly silent. I mean, deadly silent.
"Who still questions the power of our democracy. Tonight is your answer."
And I just remember I took, you know, a couple of pictures of that initial scene. And then I kind of hung out a little bit, you know. I just thought maybe this will turn into something. I didn't realize that the something had just happened. You know, that was it. That was the something. And then I went home. As anachronistic as the radio felt to me that night at midnight, watching those people gathered around a radio the whole picture feels kind of that way now, years later. The picture feels as outdated as the radio felt then, because the picture is just of this moment of quiet and reflection and peace. And I like that it's sort of just a tiny little lighthouse of quiet that people keep coming to after all these years. And now it's sort of taken on a life of its own. Again, you don't often have a president of the United States saying, this is my favorite photograph from my historic election, when there were 20,000 pictures to choose from. You know, I mean, it's sort of a dream of everybody wants to be noticed at some point. You just don't realize that a former president in a greatly anticipated memoir is going to talk about your photo, not just publish your photo, but talk. And I mean, I can read it, what he said. My favorite photograph from that night isn't of Grand Park at all. Rather, it's one I received years later as a gift, a photograph of the Lincoln Memorial taken as I was giving my speech in Chicago. It shows a small gathering of people on the stairs, their faces obscured by the darkness, and behind them, the giant figure shining brightly, his marble face craggy, his eyes slightly downcast. They're listening to the radio, I'm told, quietly contemplating who we are as a people and the arc of this thing we call democracy. It's been a long, slow trip for this photograph, and it's sort of rewarding that it's in a very slow motion manner. It keeps going on, and it's amazing to get this praise from President Obama. It's just a nice thing. My mother is over the moon, and she calls me every 3 hours to say, anything happening with the Obama? I'm like, no, it's okay. It's just very rewarding. And I think the fact that it's taken 12 years to get to this point of this little quiet photograph is even more rewarding.
Photojournalist Matt Mendelson, remembering the picture he took on President Barack Obama's historic election night in 2008. That photograph was then given to Obama during his first inauguration, and it hung outside his White House office for the next 8 years. You can see the photograph at onpointradio.org. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point.